B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Roy, your mom's doctor made national news.
Yeah, a little national news about a Roanoke doctor has been just spreading throughout all the media outlets. And joining the show right now is my mom, Cindy. Hey, Mom.
Good morning, son. How is everybody?
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
So,
good morning.
So you're kind of going through a rough time because I don't know if anyone saw the news, but my mom's doctor was murdered in Belize while on vacation with his family.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, this has been picked up by Fox, CNN, People. It's all across the nation. You've probably seen the news report of it by now.
What's his name?
His name is Dr. Swank.
Oh, no.
And, Mom, when were you supposed to see him next?
I had an appointment with him in 2 weeks for my next checkup.
Oh, Cindy, I'm so sorry.
This is a young guy, too.
He looks young.
Yeah.
When was the last time? When was the last time you saw him?
I saw him a little over 5 months ago because I see him either every 4 months or every 6 months for my checkup.
Now, he's a cardiologist, right?
Yes.
Now, why is he so important to you?
Well, when I was 36, I had a heart attack, and I went in for what I thought was just an ear infection. I had an earache. Did not want to miss work, so it was on a Sunday, and I had went to the doctor and, well, the emergency room, and I actually found out I was having a heart attack, and he was the attending physician. And
so he's the one who saved you.
So he actually, you know, I was alert, and he actually saved my life that day.
Yeah.
He put. And it's one thing to have, like, I have a doctor that I've seen, you know, a family practitioner that I've seen for 30 years. And have a great relationship, but when you develop a relationship with somebody like that, under those circumstances, you definitely form a bond greater than what you think, you know? Mm-hmm. So when this happened,
go ahead, Cindy.
You know, when this happened, I really was so devastated when I found out the next day.
And you're not alone. I'm on CNN.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And there's an article about Dr. Swank. If you're just joining us, on the phone is Roy's mom, Cindy, who her cardiologist was gunned down in Belize, and it's a national story. Anytime an American is killed in strange circumstances,
it gets picked up
internationally. Yeah. It gets picked up, but some patients are saying that they were devastated. He saved my life, and every time I went to his office, he was very knowledgeable, a caring person. This is a patient of his for 13 years. Rhonda Saunders, a patient of 10 years, said the same thing. He made a huge difference in her life. Like the way you spoke and these patients are speaking is this is a doctor who touched people's lives who he didn't really have a personal relationship with. They were patients, but he damn made it personal.
Yeah.
I just feel so bad for his family. I mean, you think you're going on vacation to relax and, you know, see some sights. You book a fly fishing tour, and then you never come home.
Yeah, and so to go on that, Loren, what happened is that when his family was in Belize, his family stayed at the resort. He booked a fly fishing tour with a tour guide. Evidently, a couple days before the tour, the tour guide had a disagreement with the local gang kingpin, and I guess
they're saying he was a victim of circumstance.
He was just a victim of circumstance. They went to evidently murder the
wrong
tour guide,
place, wrong time.
And they'd murdered Dr. Swank in the process. And I mean, Mom, I feel so sorry for you because I mean, I remember him, and I know he saved your life that day. I remember that day clearly, and you know, I know he's been with you for a long time.
So, what do you do moving forward? Do you bring flowers to the office? I mean, his employees are there. Is there another doctor there that'll pick up his patients?
Right.
Like, how do you move forward, Cindy? Because you want to be like you have an appointment in 2 weeks, and like
And he knew you best. He was inside of you. He went inside your heart. Like, he knew you the best.
Yeah, I actually, called the office because there's some girls up there that, I've known. So I called up there and we exchanged condolences, back and forth. And they were so apologetic, even to me as a patient. And I said, well, I'm more so, sorry for y'all's loss. You work with him every day.
Yeah.
And, we talked and I'm not really worried about my appointment coming up. I'm doing fine. So we talked a little bit about that, and they haven't made any decisions right now of what physicians are going to split the patients up. So I do know that for a fact. I'm just going to give that some time because it's going to be hard for a lot of patients to have to go back, I'm sure, as well.
Especially something intimate. I mean, it's not just a family doctor. This is the guy that, he's the guy that walks in the room,
right,
and when you're dying, saves your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's the guy.
Cindy, do you feel like maybe you're a family member as well? Like, are you demanding answers? Like, would you love to see justice? Are you that tied into this?
Yeah, I think so, only because, like, I on a personal note, we had talked several times in the office, and I knew he loved fishing, and I knew he had really young kids, and
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
When you're away like that, I think, and your family's expecting you to come home, I think until you do know all the answers, and we may not get all those, that there's got to be some resolution for his family, his friends, his coworkers, and people that loved him. It's such a sad situation.
Yeah.
I think that would be anyway if he lived, here in the U.S.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the United States Senator of Virginia, Mark Warner, and Tim Kaine have spoke out and said that they're getting with the State Department. They're going to help try to investigate and to see what happened and see if they can't get the local gang there.
Yeah, good. Well, Cindy, we thank you for your time, our condolences to you and to all and the doctors and the practice
family
up there, too, and the family, obviously. So,
well, thank you. I'll definitely pass that along, and I appreciate it so much. Thanks for, just say a prayer for him and his family. And,
all right.
Y'all have a great day. I appreciate it so much.
I love you, Mom, and make sure no one says anything shocking to you until you find a new cardiologist,
right.
Okay?
Jeez, good point.
I can't have you have a heart attack between now and then.
No, I'm good, honey. I love you.
All right. Bye, okay. Cindy. Thanks for coming on.
Bye, Cindy.
Shocking story. Cindy's, Roy's mom's cardiologist shot down in Belize. And like that article said, he was a victim of circumstance. Like, he wasn't even involved.
No, he was the local gang that killed his tour guide.
Thanks, man.
Yep, absolutely.
Still to come.
So, some insight from Cindy. Thank you so much for coming on. Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the Dirty on the 30?
So, something pretty unusual happened at Pink's concert where the ambulance had to get involved. And something good actually came out of it. I'll tell you what happened.
We could use a good story.
Yeah. 10 minutes in the Dirty.
All right.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.